True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Carson Palmquist, side-arming left-hander, delivers home. Swinging a high drive, right field deep for Lyle. Back goes the right fielder Moniak, looking up, and there is Lyle's first major league home run. That's into the second deck above the Nationals' bullpen. It's now the Rockies 3, the Nationals 2. Congratulations, Dalen Lyle. He takes the trip around the bases for the first time in the major leagues, and there was no doubt about that one.
All right, indeed. Dave Jagler on the call last night. 106.7 The Fan, Nats Radio, Odyssey app. Dalen Lyle's first career home run. And that was lefty-lefty. And then it was followed up by a two-run shot by James Wood, also lefty-lefty. So that was a big fifth inning for the Nats, and as usual, they could not sustain it. They were down 2-0 from the start, had a 4-3 lead going into the ninth inning, and then it all fell apart. One more thing on the Nationals, and then we'll wrap up and we'll move on. Because, you know, again, it is hard to get people fired up when there seemingly is no hope. And right now there's no hope. They brought up just about everybody. Hassel is still down right now. He just went back down. But they brought up just about everybody that they could tap into that's realistically even close to being ready to try and revitalize this lineup and revitalize the team and wake everything up. And it's worked here and there. It's worked in dribs and drabs, but it just hasn't worked consistently all across the board. But before we get into the NBA Finals, I did want to bring up one thing. Aries Tony mentioned at the end of last hour that they kind of decided maybe to move on from Bryce Harper because they had Juan Soto and so on and so forth. Listen, they vetoed a trade that Mike Rizzo worked out with the Houston Astros at the trade deadline in 2018 to send Bryce Harper to the Houston Astros. The ownership group stepped in and vetoed it. Why? Because they thought they would be able to re-sign Bryce Harper. Here's the problem. The way they negotiate just about every deal, and this comes player contract-wise, and this comes stadium naming rights-wise, this comes potential incoming free agents-wise, outgoing free agents-wise, this includes everything across the board. And I've said this consistently. Yes, they are frugal. Yes, they are budget conscious. But they are also the Nationals ownership, whether it's Ted Lerner, who is no longer with us, or Mark Lerner, or the Lerner family, or the Lerner ownership group, whatever the case might be, they believe that the way they want to negotiate, the way they want to negotiate is the only way. It's their way or the highway. And if you're Max Scherzer and you fall in love with this idea of, oh, hey, I can make $15 million a year now and get $15 million a year for 7 years after that, even while I'm still potentially playing and collecting other paychecks, you can get away with that. Remember when they signed that deal? You can get away with that. But you can't get away with it with everyone. Not everybody wants that type of structure. Not everybody wants that type of future. They want the money now. They might not be around in 15 years or 10 years or whatever the term might be. And we have seen this consistently. There's a reason why they haven't sold the naming rights. There's a reason why they're still the owners. There's a reason why they're still not a jersey patch. There's a reason why they don't have any marquee players making marquee money. They have a marquee player in James Wood. That's about it. But making marquee money, it's because they decide this is how we're going to do it. And there is no compromise. There is no budging. There is no other way other than the way we want to do it. And they thought, after success at that point with Steven Strasburg under his first contract extension, before his last contract extension or new contract, which he opted out after the World Series year, so on and so forth, they thought with that, and the deferred money that Steven Strasburg took, and more importantly, with the deferred structure that Max Scherzer took, that everybody would just jump at that opportunity. And everybody would do that. And they found out the absolute wrong way with Bryce Harper and with Anthony Rendon and with others that wouldn't come here. No. They're free agents. They want to get paid now. Now, that doesn't mean that they're always right either. But the point being is the Nationals ownership, what has hurt them more than being frugal, what has hurt them more than being quote unquote cheap, what has hurt them more than any other thing, in my opinion, okay, and maybe people won't agree with this. I don't know. You can weigh in 301-230-0980. The thing that has hurt them the most, I truly believe, in the Masson deal, so on and so forth, the thing that has hurt them the most is their absolute refusal to negotiate, to accept somebody else's proposal or terms or way of doing things. Or, hey, you know what? We don't think your ball club is worth $2.5 billion. We think it's valued at $2.1 billion. And I don't know exact specifics, but that's just what you hear. Right? But there's a long track record of Nationals ownership bitching and moaning privately, publicly, what have you, about money and revenue and not doing what it takes to create extra revenue, i.e. the naming rights. How hard is that? Well, if you want 25, and I don't know, but if you want $25 million a year for naming rights, and nobody's willing to pay you more than 15. And again, I'm speculating on this. I don't know. I mean, I've heard that that's been the problem. I don't have the exact numbers. I'm not privy to the exact negotiations. But there's a reason why we're in the 20th year of the franchise and, what, the 18th year of the ballpark, and they still don't have naming rights. That's easy money. Always has been, always will be. And they still don't have naming rights. Why do you think? Do you think it's because nobody is interested? Hell no. It's nobody will pay the price that the learners demand. And instead of bending, instead of saying, all right, you know what, 15 million, and I'm just, again, using numbers, instead of using, just saying, $15 million is better than no million dollars, they say, nope, we're going to set the price at what we think it's worth, and you either meet it, or nothing happens. And far too often that has happened. I want to be clear. I don't have inside access to those conversations, but that's some of what I've heard and some of what I've been told and some of what I believe. And when I use certain numbers, I'm just giving you an example. I'm giving you an idea. I don't have access to the actual negotiating terms, but that's what I believe to be the reality. We want this. you won't give us this, so we will do without it all. And you know what? There's a lot of salespeople and a lot of business people, unfortunately, that operate like that. We will not give you a discount to make a deal. We will not accept one penny less than what we determine to be the price, the cost. And I've seen it in other walks of life. But you know what? In other walks of life, a lot of people don't have the leverage that baseball players and agents have, just to use that as an example. And sometimes some of these businesses and companies and Fortune 500 companies have. They say, okay, we're willing to put our name on the stadium. You're not willing to do the deal at what we think is a fair value? All right, we'll find something else. And you walk away, and you walk away with nothing. And that is part of the problem. Again, not many people want to hear that. Not many people talk about this. I will, because that's the truth and that's the reality. It is not just the Lerner family being cheap, as they are often accused of. It is being hardline business and negotiation strategists. And it's our way or no way. And it has won them some negotiations. It has. They got the team. They got Nationals Park built. They got Jason Worth here. It has lost them way. They got Max Scherzer here. It has lost them a lot of potential revenue. And that's why I've never run around going, oh, hey, they have no money. Or I feel so bad for them because they don't have the revenue. Well, they've sacrificed a lot of revenue by being hardcore, ruthless businessmen. And that's okay. It's their business. But it hurts. It hurts the fan base. It hurts, obviously, us. I mean, people would care a lot more if they were a winning product, like they were. Not that they would care as much as I would want them to care, but they would care a lot more. And they don't. All right, moving on. Last night, the NBA Finals took a turn, right? And I guess I would call it an expected turn, or at least I think for most people, it was an expected turn. We will get to some more calls coming up here. I just wanted to get to this before I lose sight of that. The Oklahoma City Thunder won 120-109 over the Pacers to win game 5 at home to take a 3-2 series lead. So one more game, they can win and it's over. And nothing that happened last night probably should be surprising if you've been paying attention, right? We know, those that follow and NBA basketball, those that have paid attention to the Oklahoma City Thunder in the playoffs and the regular season, what have you, know that, of course, SGA is their best player. And he continues to have fine production, 31 points, 9 of 21 shooting, 13 of 14 from the free throw line, gets to the free throw line a ton. You know how you get to the free throw line a ton? It's not by shooting three-pointers all night long. He was 0 for 3 from three-point land. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is my kind of player because he understands that no matter what the stupid analytics tell you, you've got to get close to the rim, you got to get in the paint, you've got to get towards the basket, and if you can get through the free throw line, you can get easy points and production without putting a heavy toll on your body. But yet, all of the analytics amigos and number knuckleheads that live in a shoebox are going to tell you, well, it's a three-point shooting game. All you have to do is shoot three-pointers. Doesn't matter whether you win. Doesn't matter what your percentage is. Just keep hoisting three-pointers. He's hoisting three-pointers, and you will win. And every year it gets proven to be absolutely wrong. But nevertheless, it is what it is. SGA, 13 of 14 from the free throw line last night. But the real difference, the real thing, was Jalen Williams. Jalen Williams has not played, in my opinion, and I think in any reasonable opinion, what the hype on him coming into this series was. He has not played to that level until last night. 14 of 25, 3 of 5 from three-point land, 9 of 12 from the free throw line. Again, you sense a little kind of theme here. 40 points, 4 assists, 6 rebounds, and only 1 turnover. SGA and Jalen Williams combined for 71 of the 120 points that Oklahoma City scored, and they only together combined for 4 turnovers. Then when you throw in a little bit of contribution from Holmgren, more on the defensive end than the rebounding side than the offensive side, but still 9 points, 11 rebounds, 1 steal, 3 blocks, right? Good. Did turn the ball over 3 times. Not good. But you get the point. And then you get good defense when they had to have it the most. When Indiana drew within 2 in the fourth quarter, they buckled down, went on a big run, and opened up an insurmountable lead. So a good job by the Oklahoma City Thunder last night to not give in as the Pacers were making that run. After controlling the game for the most part, they were up by 10 at the end of 1. They were up by 14 at halftime at home. Again, game 5. They were up by 8 going into the fourth quarter. Indiana, made a run, got it down to within 2. And before you knew it, Oklahoma City Thunder woke up and turned the lights out. And it was just that quick. Again, it was a 2-point lead, and everybody thought, oh, here we go again. Here we go again. Indiana's awake. Indiana's up to the challenge, not up in the game. They got within 2. Hit a couple of 3-pointers early in the quarter. They whittled down the lead as Oklahoma City was kind of cold offensively. Again, they got to within, I'm trying to find the actual score here. It was, AMAC, if you can, oh, here it is. 95-93 after Siakam's 3-pointer with 8 minutes and 30 seconds left. And at that point, a 2-point lead with that kind of time, everybody thought, oh, here we go, game 1 again. Indiana was sleeping at the wheel for 3 quarters plus, and here they are, down 2 and plenty of time. And then right from there, Jalen Williams hits a 3-pointer, which expands the lead to 5 again, and really Oklahoma City never looked back. All right, we're going to get AMAC's thoughts on Game 5 last night. We'll get your thoughts on Game 5 last night. I assume most people think it's over. I don't think this is over. And obviously, there is a lot of controversy about Tyrese Haliburton. Or is there? Or is he just being what Tyrese Haliburton really kind of is? We'll examine that next. We'll mix in your phone calls on both the Nats, the NBA Finals. We'll get to the Commanders and the NFL coming up a little bit later on in the show. Stay with us on a Tuesday afternoon in the nation's capital on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, and anywhere you find your podcasts.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get 1 line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Naismith hit all those big threes in game one of the conference finals at Madison Square Garden. He can get hot. Williams has been hot all night, falling away. Got it! 40 points for Jalen Williams.
All right, once again, Mike Breen on the call. ABC as the Pacers lose 120-109 to the Oklahoma City Thunder. And Jalen Williams, obviously, the big story there with 40 points. 14 of 25 shooting, 9 of 12 from the free throw line. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 13 of 14 from the free throw line. So the combined output of those guys, 26 trips to the line and 22 free throws. So 22 points coming from the charity stripe. They call it a charity stripe for a reason. There's no defense. There's you and the rim and the net, and that's it. And if you can get there that amount, and if you can make a very reasonable amount of shots, and overall, Oklahoma City was 26 of 32 from the free throw line last night, a percentage of 81.3%. I mean, you'd like it a little bit more than that, but that's about reasonable. Guys are going to miss some free throws. We all understand that. That's the reason why they won that game. On top of that, they won that game because remember earlier in the series when we were talking about, what was it, after game three, I guess it was, AMAC, when they got nothing from their bench? And I mean nothing. Last night, Aaron Wiggins, he hit her 4 of 10 overall, 4 of 7 from three-point land, 14 points, 5 rebounds. 5 rebounds and a block for Aaron Wiggins and only one turnover. And Cason Wallace, back on the bench, 11 points, 3 of 4 from three-point land, 4 steals, 4, and a block and 2 rebounds. That's the kind of contribution from their bench that they did not get earlier in the series. And even though they ultimately only got 27 points total from their bench, it was enough. That's way better than getting outscored by one dude, right? 27 to 18, as they did in game three. When Benedict Mathurin outscored them by himself, by 10, or I guess it was by 9. So ultimately, a couple of things at play here. Much better bench performance, and we know what happened in Game 4 Friday night in Indiana, where it looked like the series was going to be 3-1 Pacers, and Oklahoma City woke up in the fourth quarter, and their depth and their strength and whatnot carried them through, and they won Game 4, and then they kept it rocking and rolling. For the most part, again, it got down to 2 midway through the fourth quarter, but then they pulled away again And yes, here I am saying, hey, it wasn't because of their three-point shooting, but also saluting a couple of their guys, Wiggins and Cason Wallace off the bench. And yes, a big three by Jalen Williams that made it a two-point lead, or from a two-point lead with 8.5 minutes left to a five-point lead, and really something that Oklahoma City would never look back on. AMAC, you wanted to hop in. You were bringing up a point during the break about when we were talking about Anthony Edwards in the last series for Minnesota that they lost against Oklahoma City, right?
Yeah.
And he only had, like, what, 13 points?
13 points, and he wasn't – I think the more shocking thing was the shot clip that he was throwing up. And I made the point that if you're a star player – because he made the comments after the game, after he – I guess, quote unquote, struggle. He made the comments, I was just playing the game the right way. I was making the right play. And my point after that was, if you're a superstar player and your team, particularly when your team is losing by 10 or more points, you have to find a way to get your shots up. Because if your team is down and you're shooting just 15 shots, 13 shots, and you only have 13 points, there's something lacking with your team, and someone can specifically point to your play. I don't care if you're making the right play, if you're getting the assist, or players are missing open baskets. If you're a star player, I think SGA is the perfect example to model your game around, where his team struggles, he knows how to get points in transition. He knows how to push the ball. He knows how to get to the foul line and get shots up at the free throw line. He knows how to set picks off the ball so that he can get switches and get the defender that he wants on him, and then he can attack. That is part of being a star player, where it's not just I know how to score. It's I have the IQ and the ability to get my shots and get to the free throw line and get the right matchup where I can score.
I think all of that is more than fair. We even saw a little example of this. Tyrese Haliburton really struggled in, was it game two, the one that Oklahoma City won by like 20 or whatever it was, right? And he did nothing for the first three quarters. And he came alive in the fourth quarter. It was too little too late, but at least he got like himself into a little bit of a rhythm, and he got the blood pumping again for Indiana, right? He got going with his shot, and he finally woke up. Again, it was too little too late. To your point, right, there are ways that you can get your team going and sustain yourself offensively besides just shooting three-pointers, which a lot of people and a lot of teams settle for. And again, Oklahoma City hit their three-pointers last night, shot like 43% from the floor. I just told you a couple of the guys from the bench, Cason Wallace and Aaron Wiggins, hit three-pointers last night, and that was huge. Nobody is trying to deny that. Again, when they were only up two with 8.5 left, Jalen Williams hit a big three. I got it. But I truly believe, and it sounds like you believe, AMAC, that because Oklahoma City is able to generate points easily, they can make up for whatever inefficiencies or inconsistencies that they might have in their perimeter game, because they're not always hitting 43%, 44% from three-point land.
Yeah.
They're not always doing that at that clip. And sometimes you need to get points either in a dirty way, if you will, or in a cheap way.
Yeah.
But it's not cheap as in like unfair. It's cheap as in, hey, man, I can get points from the free throw line without having to work very hard to get those points. Now, you might have to work hard to get that opportunity, but once you get the opportunity, you get the opportunity without a hand in your face, without a guy elbowing you or leaning on you or running into you or what have you, because you're at the free throw line. And again, the two guys that lead the way for Oklahoma City most nights and throughout this season and throughout the playoffs, and yes, even in this series, again, were a combined 22 of 26 from the free throw line. And that's why they won. That, yes, they hit some three-pointers, but that's why they won, period.
Yeah, and they had great defense. OKC's defense is, I mean, a lot of people talk about it, but I think it could be talked about a little bit more, honestly. It's very smothering defense, even what they're doing to Tyrese Haliburton, I think is something that he's unused to, which is why he's not even putting up the shots when we talk about those superstars and getting the shot clips. But yeah, I agree with you completely, because shooting struggles is part of the game. Like, every great shooter has struggled. So the thing that's going to separate you, I'm saying it again, Tom Blue in the face, is how are you going to get that shot? And we saw that with Oklahoma City last night as a team, but specifically with those players you highlighted, Jalen Williams and SGA.
All right, I want to get to Tyrese Halliburton, and I want to also ask, everybody made a big deal, at least on social media, ooh, they introduced the player lineups for the first time since 2013. The NBA is searching to get you guys to fall in love with this series. I want to tackle that next, along with the struggles of Tyrese Halliburton. Were they injury-related, or were they Oklahoma City-related, or maybe a combination of both? We'll tackle that next on the Team 980 after a trending alert right here, right now, on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, we spent the first hour and a little bit more on the national struggles, now 9 in a row after Kyle Finnegan got lit up like a Christmas tree in the ninth inning last night, turning a 4-3 lead into a 6-4 deficit, and that's how it would end, to the miserable, awful Colorado Rockies. The Nats back at it tonight. They try and reverse their fortunes at 30-42. Rocks still 15-57, although they have won two games in a row. Tonight, it's Michael Soroka for the Nationals. 3-4, 5-14. ERA against Antonio Senzatella, who is 1-10 with a 7.23 ERA. So a perfect opportunity for the Nationals to get some runs up and early on the rocks tonight as they try and break the 9-game losing streak. You can hear it, 106.7 The Fan, the Odyssey app, and the Nats radio network. Meanwhile, game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final in Sunrise, Florida. Can the Florida Panthers do what they did in game 7 last year in Sunrise? And that's beat the Edmonton Oilers to win the Stanley Cup. That's right, Lord Stanley will be in the house for the first time in the series. Florida one win away after Brad Marchand and the Panthers stepped all over Edmonton. Stuart Skinner back in the pipes for Edmonton after being yanked earlier in the series. And finally, from the PGA Tour, it became official today. Brian Rolapp of the NFL, longtime NFL executive, taking over as their new CEO. Meanwhile, PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan will step down at the end of his contract in 2026, and that's what's trending.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I mean, it's NBA Finals. It's the finals, man. I've worked my whole life to be here, and I want to be out there to compete, you know, help my teammates any way I can. You know, I was not great tonight by any means, but, you know, it's not really a thought of mine to not play here. You know, if I can, you know, walk, then I want to play. So, you know, they understand that, and, you know, is what it is, and, you know, got to be ready to go for game six.
Tyrese Halliburton, after last night's game, in which he went 0-for-6 and 0-for-4 from three-point land, got banged up in the first half and came back in the second half and clearly was not effective. 4 points, minus 13 overall, 3 turnovers. He did have 6 assists. He did have 7 rebounds, so it's not like he was a complete void, a complete non-factor. But the bottom line is Tyrese Halliburton is struggling up and down in this series. Let's just say that. And Tyrese Halliburton is definitely between the injury, and he was banged up a little bit before going into last night's game, and obviously banged up again when he tried to, when he fell, crashed to the ground on that dribble drive. And he basically, I mean, if you want to be honest, he might be hurting. He might be hurting the Indiana Pacers at times in this series, right? The 4 points last night, again, we mentioned 7 rebounds, 6 assists, okay, in 34 minutes. It's not like he played 3 minutes or 10 minutes. Played 34, okay? And I admire him for gutting through it. I admire him for wanting to play and all that stuff, being tough, whatever. In the last game on Friday night, 18 points in 36 minutes, 7 assists, 2 rebounds, shot fairly well from the floor. The game before that, 22 points. That was the win over Oklahoma City in game in game 3. That was his best game of the series, 22 points, 11 assists, 9 rebounds. In the game 2 loss that we were referring to earlier, 17 points, 6 assists, 3 rebounds. But I think he had 5 points going into the fourth quarter when the game was largely under control and largely out of hand. So he has had, and he only had 14 points in game 1, right? So he has, of course, struggled. There is no doubt about that. But hey, Mac, you're the big basketball guy on the show.
Well,
you're a bigger basketball guy than me.
Okay.
I think it's a combination of Oklahoma City's defense, which you just mentioned before the break, right, about how good Oklahoma City's defense is. Mm-hmm. We all know that. And how good it can be. And how good it, for the most part, has been in this series outside of maybe game 3. Mm-hmm. Even in game 1, again, they fell apart down the stretch defensively, but they were suffocating for the first, 39 minutes of the game. But whether it's a matter of how good Oklahoma City is defensively or whether it's Tyrese Halliburton not being close to 100%, 80%, 85%, whatever percent you want to put it at, he's good enough to play. He was good enough to come back last night, even after the injury again or re-aggravation of the injury. Are you putting it more on the Oklahoma City defense? Are you putting it more on Tyrese Halliburton struggling because of the injury? Or is this just what Tyrese Halliburton is, an up and down yo-yo type of player, and you never know whether you're going to get 5 points or 25 points.
I think it's a little bit of both. I think that even opening the series, you know, he had that game winner in game one, mm-hmm. where he scored 14 points. But just looking, I have his stats up right now. He hasn't shot poorly when we're talking about field goal percentage
right.
throughout the playoffs. I mean, there's some under 50%, but he hasn't shot poorly. But I think this brings us back to the conversation of superstars. He just isn't putting up a lot of shots. So I think, to answer your question, I think it's a combination of them both. He was definitely hurting yesterday, and it looked like he struggled before he even went to the locker room. Now, how much of that was due to the pain that was already present from that injury?
Mm-hmm.
Not sure. But yeah, I don't know if we can look at Tyrese Halliburton the way we look at like a SGA or the way we would look at a Jokic or a Doncic, where you want these scores to come out and give you 30 points, 25 points consistently in order for their team to be in a position to win. I don't think Halliburton is that type of player. And looking at the shot numbers, that's what's leading me to believe that.
Well, he's a stone-cold assassin. We know when the game is on the line, when they're making a comeback, what have you.
Agreed.
But if you're expecting, like, and to your point, and we've said this all along, right? If you're expecting a smooth operator for 48 minutes or 35 out of 48 minutes, whatever he plays, that's not what you're going to get. You're going to get some games like you did last night, even with the injury, okay? And certainly I'm willing to admit that he probably wouldn't have had only 4 points if he was totally 100% healthy. But we don't think he was really banged up when playing 32 minutes in game 5 of the NBA Finals, and he only scored 8 points, right? He shot 2 of 7 in the Eastern Conference Finals, I should say, against the Knicks. There have been some games where you look and you say Tyrese Halliburton just, there was a 4-point game against Cleveland and their only loss in that series, right? That was game 3. Tyrese Halliburton has had just basically about one game a series where you say, okay, where is this dude? And he almost had 2 in this series, because remember game 2, he only had 5 points going into the fourth quarter. The game was under control and he did come alive. So he scored 18 points. So you can't say he did nothing. But I mean, during the meaningful portion of the game, he did largely nothing. So Tyrese Halliburton, to me, it is probably a combination of A, he's not 100%. B, Oklahoma City's defense is really good. But the bigger problem and the bigger thing is, and this is where I would say this is what's unique about the Indiana situation, is I truly think this is the carnival ride, if you will, that you're going to be on with Tyrese Halliburton. 1, 2, he's not what we would define as a natural scorer. He's a basketball player. He'll get you the assists. He'll get you the rebounds. He'll control the basketball. He'll get the big shots. It's not always going to be pretty. He's not always going to be consistently lighting it up for 25 points game. That's not the type of player that he is. And I think they know that. And I think they realized, hey, man, you know, even our one guy that would kind of quote unquote qualify as a superstar is not capable of leading us every single night offensively. We damn well better have a better roster around him and support around him and a deeper roster so that we can get our offense from other places when he goes cold or when he's banged up or when the defense does a good enough job taking him out and they limit him to 4 or 5 or 6 points or whatever it is, or 5 points going into the fourth quarter, as what happened in game 2, or again, 4 points overall last night. And again, yes, I'm willing to admit, certainly the calf injury has an effect on that. The point being is Indiana has had to realize, hey, we don't win games with one person. And this is what I always talk about, right? When people bemoan the fact that the Wizards got the 6th overall pick and didn't get this and got screwed and you can only win with a generational superstar. No, you can win other ways, and the Pacers continue to prove that. Even if they lose this series, they still proved that you can win in other ways, because they don't have the generational superstar. They don't have the iconic rock star that other teams have. And you mentioned a couple of them. You don't win with one person. You win with a team. And Indiana, when they are operating as a team and they are 8 and 9 deep and everybody's hitting their shots and they're playing feisty defense and they're creating turnovers like they did in game 3, they can win that way. The problem is they don't have a Superman to say, all right, get us out of our doldrums, get us out of our struggles so that we're not down 18 or 17 or whatever it is basically the early part of the fourth quarter so that we have to make this this huge momentous run and waste all of our bullets or spend all of our gas trying to get back in the game like they had to last night, and then it quickly fell apart after they got within 2. All right, I wanted to just get that out. Talking about Tyrese Halliburton, the Pacers, one win away are the Oklahoma City Thunder from winning the NBA championship. It would obviously be their first as a franchise. Of course, they came from Seattle, where I think you might know that the Sonics once beat the Wizards or then the Bullets. So you get the point. But we will turn the page from that. A couple of phone calls if we have time on the other side. We will do so on that. You can weigh in on the NBA Finals. You can weigh in on what I had to say about the Learners. You can weigh in on the Nationals' 9-game losing streak. We'll get to the NFL and the Commanders coming up on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, everybody, we approach the end of hour number 2. We'll get into the Commanders and something Dan Quinn said about Deebo Samuel late last week that people have turned around. Very interesting narrative that is developing. But first, we finish up on the NBA Finals a little bit. We can carry that conversation in the 3 o'clock hour as well. And the Nationals, if you want to weigh in on that. And we go to line 1 and hook up with our pal Dr. Sabah on the Team 980. Hello, Doc. How are you?
Hey there, Christopher. You always get me in a nice little break time, so that's great. First of all, I just sent you a funniest thing I just saw while I was waiting on hold. I guess the guys that were betting on Angel Reese to miss the first shot on mybet.com or bet something. I don't know those bet apps. Mm-hmm. But they have a cease and desist or whatever they call that because they were making too much money. Isn't that funny? Anyway, well, I just thought that was kind of cute. Sure, that's a big deal.
Not surprising that anybody would be right on her missing shots. There was one thing I was seeing last night, and I can't remember what the term was, but she...
Oh, it's called a me-bound. She trademarked it. Me-bound?
Yeah.
What is that, a rebound? Me-bounds. Yeah, because you're making fun of her, so she used it. There you go. She bought the trademark.
Did you send that to me? I can't remember. If you sent that to me or somebody else sent it to me.
I can't remember, but she's very smart to do that. Very intelligent.
Yeah, the term is me-bound.
She knows how to market.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's that. And listen, she did have a triple-double the other day. I can't take away everything from her. That's not what this is about. This is about the notion that she can be Caitlin Clark's true rival when she is a lousy offensive
player. No, it's more Sabrina Ionescu and Kelsey.
Yeah.
It's more Sabrina and Kelsey Plum. Yeah. You know, the guards, they're more like that. Yeah. Angel Reese would be like matched up with, say, A.J. Wilson, and there's no discussion.
She is
there,
media hype rival. She is not a true rival because it's not, oh, hey, one player is going for 28 and the other player is going for 26 and they're trading baskets. No. Mm-mm. That's not the way this works.
And nobody watched, Chris, when Caitlin Clark was out. Nobody watched. Yeah. I didn't watch. Nobody watched. True. 55 drop. Anyway, what I was calling out is this NBA playoffs. I'm really upset. Okay, first of all, everybody keeps talking trash about Halliburton like he's not a star or whatever like that. And he did not play well last night. He was hurt. I got to that. But now, evidently, that it didn't play well, all the people who keep saying that he's not a superstar or star are criticizing him like he is a superstar. So which is it? So on that one, you can't have it both ways. Secondly, I cannot stand – oh, sorry. I'll do my next point if you want to rebut.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead. Okay. It's an interesting point that you make, and that's why I have called him a star – but certainly not a superstar or a generational superstar, which I believe is reserved.
There are no generational superstars in the NBA now, except Steph Curry. He's the only one left.
Okay.
I mean, I guess LeBron.
I disagree with that.
Okay, so then we get SGA. I call him shove guys away. That's what SGA stands for. His game, it, you said it was pretty, is so ugly. All he does is punch a guy away and then steps back three steps and shoots. And if it doesn't go in, if you look at the refs, if it doesn't go in, they wait 4 seconds to go and then they blow a whistle. I've never seen a guy be a game stopper like him before in my life. But yet other guys on OKC don't get those calls. It's just him. It's the weirdest thing. But on defense, nothing. You know, when he defends somebody, oh, it's a block. Look how many steals OKC got. What's funny how they don't foul. But everything time Indianapolis was anywhere close, particularly Nesmith, that guy, they would always call, it was like these little tic-tac, and he would be pushed away. How was that not a foul? I don't know how anybody can like SGA's game. I didn't really watch him a lot this year or any of the years. I just, you know his name. But the more I watch him, the more I just want to turn the TV. I don't know how you like his game.
Well, I like his game because he's smart enough to get to the other guy. Yeah, I like his game because he's smart enough to get to the free throw line where you can hurt a team, hurt an opponent, and help yourself without.
Chris.
Well, yeah, but that's
he doesn't get there.
The NBA forever.
He pushes people out of the way.
Forever. But it's been the NBA forever. No. Star players get the benefit of that. They get calls. They get calls, Doc. They get calls. Period.
I'm telling you. I think he's had more free throw attempts than almost shot attempts. I swear. It's ridiculous. Okay. So he always gets bailed out. I don't think he's anything like a superstar. I mean, to me, he's like, I guess, a butler. I don't know. To me, he's that equivalent, you know?
Okay.
So I don't see him. They're trying to prop him up, but I was hoping that Indiana would win, but that game that they stole, that the referees stole the last game, not this past one, but the last one, they stole that from India.
Well,
Indiana has been upset, obviously.
Yeah, he's been upset at some of the officiating, but he's also defended some of the officiating.
Oh,
it is a very difficult game, no doubt about it, to officiate. I got to run. I appreciate you as always. Good to hear from you. That is Dr. Sabah. More calls coming up on the other side at 3 o'clock right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.